This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Women object to being called baby. I've used that term before.
I guess it depends who's calling us that.
Well, I'm not calling you babies, but I have called people, one person anyway, that I care about, baby, from time to time. What's the term of endearment? Jennifer Horn is here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause to the DJB.
Round of applause.
Doug. She's Jennifer. Oh. Victoria. Okay, so what term of endearment do you appreciate best, Jennifer?
Hot cakes.
Sweet cheeks.
Okay, there you go.
Probably my... Okay, I have a couple. It depends on the person. My grandfather used to call me Buttercup.
Aww.
And so I love that, and
good
I love the song because of him. Oh, thank you. Nice.
I didn't say it was about you. I just said it's a good name for a cow.
My dad calls me Kid.
Yes, he does.
And my mom calls me her little superstar. And all of them are so sweet.
Okay.
Funny.
She's very cute.
What about you, Victoria? What does Lewis call you?
He calls me... What does he call me? He calls me Babe a lot.
Babe. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, pretty much that. Babe or Baby. That's pretty much it. Okay, I call him Honey or Sweetie.
Honey or Sweetie, isn't that
Yeah,
sweet?
Or Babe, whatever.
I won't embarrass you,
Kara. I know, but they're interchangeable, yeah.
Yeah.
What do your parents call you, though, as a little kid? I mean, what was that like?
I don't know. We're not really big on nicknames in my family. So, like, when I was a little kid, Victoria, I guess, was too difficult for my kindergarten teacher to say. So she started calling me Vicky, and I got upset, and my mom had to go and talk to her.
Never use that.
Yeah. I'm just not a Vicky. No offense to Vickies out there. No. I'm just not one of them.
No.
So I was Tori for a while when I was a little kid.
Really? Tori.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it.
I would get...
Do not like it.
Carabara, every now
that's
and then.
Cute.
From,
that's yeah, really
my,
cute.
My sister used to call me Carabara. I think my dad used to call me Trouble, if that counts as a nickname.
Is that your father? But I was on your Facebook page. Your father, the one with the beard?
Yeah.
Really?
A big old beard, lots of tattoos.
Yeah.
He looks like straight out of Duck Dynasty.
I haven't seen him before. I'm trying to remember why I was on your Facebook page. I was looking for...
Stalking.
Yeah, well,
stuff.
Now I know what Doug was doing this weekend.
Yeah, well, I was on yesterday. I spent a couple of hours on Facebook cleaning stuff up and moving things around and that sort of thing. And I happened to see you and this dude with the beard, and I wondered if that's Kara's father. So
yeah, he's an anomaly of a kind of guy, because he does look kind of Duck Dynasty-esque, but he's really, really not. He doesn't own any camouflage, and he does ride a motorcycle, but he also rides a bicycle. I came home on Saturday afternoon, and when I got home, he was leaving to go to work on his motorcycle, and then I went out, and when I came back again, he was just getting back from a 23-mile bike ride. So
he does lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Good for him. Kara's father works at BWI Airport in Baltimore. And that brings me around to seeing a tweet from a United passenger, which has caused them nothing but trouble, and maybe that's appropriate. This is a witness claiming she saw a gate agent block a couple of young girls from boarding a flight because they were wearing leggings. Huh?
Yeah, and the kids were like, they were 10, weren't they? They were like young kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spandex is not allowed. Huh? What are you talking about? So
I feel like spandex should be the only thing allowed on airplanes.
Well,
it's movable, it's breathable.
What in the world gets into somebody's mind, a gate agent who should be paying nothing, no attention or anything other than whether you got your ticket or not, and you're on the right flight, she's looking at the legging of a 10-year-old girl? How in the...
This was an interesting story, though, because just skip to the end of the story, and it turns out that they were like friends and family, like employees, and that they have a dress code when they travel, and so that's why they were stopped. But the interesting thing about this, as this mommy blogger who apparently has a pretty big following, as she's tweeting about this gate agent and the interaction with these two young girls. She's basically putting United on blast, and it turns out United really didn't do anything wrong in this case, but it's the power of social media, and I mean it's gone viral, and there's so many people now who are just refusing to fly United because they read the headline of this story, and this is kind of how fake news gets spread around.
It is the fake news or the question. Well, I didn't get to that either. I read the first two or three paragraphs, and I thought, okay, well, this is worth spending a little time on, but now. Yeah, the damage was done. There are a lot of reasons to take shots at United. This isn't one of them, it would appear.
Yep.
All right, their main competitor is American Airlines. American talking today. Their stock, American stock went up 6% in value on Friday, and nobody could quite figure out why. Well, on Friday they couldn't. Today they can. American is in talks with China Southern Airlines, which is the largest airline in China, to have a strategic tie-up, which could involve American investing in China Southern or China Southern investing in American. So it will be China-American Airlines. That'll be good. That'll work.
That's nice.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that'll just make it better.
Oh, absolutely it'll make it better.
Wow.
Anyway, so as a matter of fact, there were so many shares being sold Friday afternoon, they had a halt trading in American Airlines stock. So this is a very interesting reality because there is now, I think, there is a move afoot to allow... Remember, the reason... Well, you still can't have a majority of ownership from a foreign entity, and that's the whole reason Virgin America fell apart, because it was Branson's idea, but he let four guys who are airline executives... A couple from American, a couple from United, I think there's one from Continental, be his partners. So he put up 40, he put up the money, but he could only own 40%. He couldn't own a majority of the stock because he's not American. So he owned 40% of the stock, and these other guys aced him out and said, we want our money, even though they didn't put any money into it. Branson put all the money. It's a sort of an interesting way of looking at how American business works. So these guys, one of them is a guy named Carty, who is a real clown, who really did a lot of damage when he was running American Airlines. And he and a couple of other guys, I don't remember who they all are, but I know that Branson asked former managers and presidents of airlines to come on his board to run Virgin America. But Branson put up the dough. So Branson puts up the dough because he owns the Virgin brand. He lets these guys run the airline, and they had a board of directors, but the reason they were successful had nothing to do with these other guys. Look at the Virgin brand. Go into a Virgin America plane and tell me that that's not unique in American flying experience, as getting into a Virgin plane to go to England or to go to Australia isn't a standard sort of experience. The planes are different, the food's different, the ambiance is different. It's different, and people respond to it well. So Branson sets up the airline. Yeah, I'm surprised because he's a very smart guy. He didn't see this coming. So anyway, the other members, there's I think five members of the board. Branson's one, and there's four other guys. These are the guys I'm talking about. So and they're all given a piece of the airline for their work and getting it through the regulatory process and making it successful and promoting it and that sort of thing. So anyway, along comes Alaska Airlines offering $2.6 billion to buy Virgin. And Branson says no, but the other four members of the board say yes, so he's outvoted. So he gets his percentage, the 40%, of the ownership or whatever it was that he put in. So he's going to end up with about $1 billion, but he doesn't want to sell it. He wants to keep the airline going because it has a unique brand and it does well in marketing. People would rather, I know my kids, given a choice, they get on Virgin all the time. I know a lot of people.
I would only fly Virgin if I could. Yeah.
Right. So now they have They've sold it to Alaska. Alaska will water it down. It'll mean nothing. And they'll, I don't even understand why Alaska wanted to buy it, because there's nothing unique about the markets that they serve, and they aren't going to keep the brand. So it doesn't, it means nothing. It's bad. It was a bad decision on Alaska's part, because they're not going to get anything out of it. All the other airlines are cream them. You know, all they have to do is go into a price war, and that's the end of that. There's no, you know, there's no unique market. You can't get on a Virgin plane and go someplace that nobody else serves. They just have gone into other markets and served them better. That's why they've been successful. Alaska is not a successful airline when it comes to being unique. They offer a product, and, you know, it's, they're fairly well known for the old Alaskan on the back of the plane, but that's about it. And so what's going to happen is that, yeah, everybody's going to get a lot of dough out of it, but it goes no place. And I don't remember why I started telling, I was talking about foreign investment in Branson and how it gets it in the shorts. So whether China buys into American Airlines or American buys into China, Southern Airlines, I'm not sure. I actually can't predict at the moment, and I'm a pretty good watcher. I know what's going on with airlines, and I don't really know which way the wind will blow here. If China Southern comes in, they can only buy 40%. I don't know what the restrictions are on an American company owning an airline in China. But because there is so much money in Asian travel at the moment, American has, I believe they have from various places around the country, 84 flights a day to various destinations in China, from Chicago, Dallas, New York, Los Angeles, their hubs. And that's a lot of big planes carrying people to China. So big business, big business. See where it all plays out. But it's kind of interesting to see. So many people are flying. This summer is supposed to be the busiest summer ever. And already, if you've noticed, if you're trying to buy tickets for summer travel on airplanes, good luck. Finding a cheap seat. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy find. Now, here's an interesting take on this. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona have given airlines a tax break at the expense of the city of Phoenix. Legislation was signed last Friday, capping the amount of jet fuel Phoenix is allowed to tax for each large carrier. So if you buy... If you're an airliner, like American is the main carrier in Phoenix, you spend more than $2 million a year on fuel, and Southwest is a big carrier there, too, then you won't get taxed on anything above the $2 million. And the city of Phoenix will pick up the difference. The governor of Arizona decides the city of Phoenix should subsidize the carriers. And you know exactly where that came from. The carriers went in. The carriers went in and said, you know, you want us to keep flying into Phoenix? Because American could leave tomorrow. They've got plenty of other hubs. And so they said, well, we're going to leave if you don't give us a tax break. Okay, we'll give you a tax break. That was it. And so it saves them, about 35 cents a gallon, I think. By the way, American is going to be buying into China. It is not China buying into America, according to the last little bit that I saw. So pretty fascinating, isn't it? How many get right down to it? All of this stuff and the huge amounts of money in travel. Wow.
Yeah.
20. It is. It's really amazing. 20 minutes after the hour here.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Velvet, I can wish you for the color of your coat and fortune smiling all along your way.
This is very interesting.
What more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love.
You are trying to pick out these voices.
Love this day.
Either Victor Garber, Jesse Martin, or John Barrow.
That's Victor Garber.
And
yeah, it has to be, right?
Yeah.
On a silver tray.
That's not the same voice that started.
Jesse Martin started it.
And to wish you find your love.
Jesse L. Martin was from Law & Order, for those of you who don't remember. Victor Garber is a character actor who first became prominent in Alias and has been everywhere. You can see him and everything everywhere now. That's his, and I don't know who John Barrowman is.
He's an actor. He plays a really good villain on Arrow on the CW.
Okay. So this is from The Flash, music from the special episode.
When your hair has turned.
So this is a crossover episode that was done last week, apparently. Because there's Supergirl, The Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow. Which one is in which?
Victor Garber is in Legends of Tomorrow. Jesse L. Martin is in The Flash.
Right.
John Barrowman is in Legends of Tomorrow. And the girl who plays Supergirl is also in this episode, too. She also sings. But the interesting thing is the girl who plays Supergirl, Melissa Benoist, and the guy who plays The Flash, Grant Gust, they were both on Glee. So they come from a musical background, and they just happen to be cast as superheroes in their next life. So
she's quite, I think she heard the way she plays that role, I haven't seen it that much. But she's appealing kind of in the same
she's
way.
She's great.
The girl is who is in The Beast and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, she's great.
Kind of appealing, sweet, nice. But Victor Garber, I just can't Now Jesse L. Martin, as far as that's concerned, have them singing, so that's good. All right, so you'll check that. This is on the pop charts. This has been introduced as a song that will be aired on radio stations, I'm guessing. AC stations, what do you think?
I don't know if it'll get picked up. I mean, it's trending on iTunes right now. It's a whole album. I think it's 8 tracks from the special episode. So, yeah.
The song's called More I Cannot Wish You. Let's listen to it a little bit more, Carol.
Cards upon a silver tray.
Let's see, I can hear Garvin there.
But more I cannot wish you than to wish you
fine. All right, so there's that story. Okay, number two on our three new tunes for New Music Monday is James Blunt. Someone singing along from the new album, The Afterlife. What do we know about James Blunt?
Well, he's a British singer. He had that huge hit, You're Beautiful, that you couldn't get away from 10 years ago or so.
Yep.
And over the weekend, we did a story a few weeks ago how he and Carrie Fisher had formed this unlikely friendship.
Oh, right.
Isn't that strange? I know. Yeah.
And over the weekend was the public memorial for Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, and he specifically wrote a song for the memorial, and it was streamed live. And so it hasn't been released yet as a single, but apparently people loved it, and they're hoping that they'll release it.
Okay. Yeah, and Ed Sheeran he's friends with James Blunt and did a lot of writing on this album with him, so I'll be interested to see if Ed Sheeran's magical powder or whatever he puts on all of his songs makes this a hit.
Yeah.
All right, the other tune that's on here introduced today, Ray Lynn. A song called Wild Horse from her debut album, Wild Horse. She was on The Voice when she was 14. And got to Blake Shelton as a coach, so now she's making it on her own. Is that it?
Yeah, he took her on tour, actually.
Really?
And she was And so she would open up for him, and then Miranda Lambert, who they were married at the time, they would take turns with her. So she would go on tour with Miranda, and then she'd go on tour with Blake.
Huh. Really? Oh, isn't that sweet? Okay. So
pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, very nice story. Good story. Thank you. 28 past the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Remember, when you come home from work, you may be tired, you've been working all day, you're out of the house for 8 hours, but your dog or cat has been waiting for you all day long. And when you come home and the dog's excited, it jumps up on you, the cat jumps on your lap, and you say, get away from me, that's not a good way to spend the evening. What you need to do is when you come home from work, remember that they've been home by themselves, spend the first 10 or 15 minutes with your pets, talking about your day, asking them about theirs. If you spend that first 10 or 15 minutes with them, they'll calm down, and then the two of you will be able to establish a regular routine. Take them outside, play ball with them. You know, people don't realize that pets just like people can get very lonely. The average dog or cat spend 8 or 9 hours a day sitting home with nothing to do but watch soap operas on TV. You have that mental stimulation at work, so when you come home, spend that first 10 or 15 minutes with your pet, and I promise you, the rest of the night will be relaxing for the both of you. I'll more next time.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/music. That's ZipRecruiter.com/music.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Back out of here. Conversation is king on the DJV experience with all our different perspectives. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook, too.com/DJV Show. Did you see, Victoria, the things that I posted over the weekend? Did you check out the DJV experience yet?
Did you post the PETA thing?
Yes. I posted, I don't remember whether I may not have put it on DJV, I put it on my own because it was so horrendous. I'm not sure I put it there. We can do it, I can move it over if you think I should. If it's not there, just let me know. I forgot what I put up there, three or four things that I thought would be of interest and import. Sports news coming up with Biff and Biff. In a few moments. First, though, let's talk about celebrities. I noticed that I watched this show last night a little bit, Big Little Lies.
Oh, I love that show.
Quite a powerful Vanessa, not Vanessa.
Nicole Kidman, right?
Nicole Kidman's in it.
Reese Witherspoon.
The woman from Divergence, who also
Shailene
was...
Shailene, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. And
she's the actress, you'll probably remember the story. She was very big in the protest of the Dakota Pipeline.
Right. Yeah.
She got arrested, yeah.
Yes, right. She's. I was told by somebody who knows her, she's a granola.
Yeah. Was that person who knows her Victoria?
I believe I did say something like that, but I don't know her.
She's the kind that doesn't wear deodorant and stuff, right?
Probably. Anyway, so Reese Witherspoon celebrated her 41st birthday with her husband of 6 years. She said, quote, 6 years ago, I was lucky enough to marry this wonderful man. Isn't that sweet? She added, he makes me laugh every day, supports me in everything I do. Happy anniversary. So instead of celebrating, the guy's name is Jim Toth. Instead of her focusing on her own birthday, she focused on their 6th wedding anniversary. Isn't that sweet? Yesterday.
So they got married
make it
on
all
her
about
birthday?
Her, on her birthday, yeah.
Huh.
Didn't make it all about her. Celebrities seem to exist most places in a way that's different than our celebrities here do. And I've noticed that more this past winter in Los Angeles. There is a rather strange culture. People get obsessed. These buses and trucks and people that go around in Beverly Hills, especially in Hollywood, going to the homes of stars, supposedly. Most of the time, they're wrong.
Oh, you mean the tours?
Yeah.
Map of the stars?
Most of the time, they're just dead. Yeah, I mean, they're homes of, like, you know, somebody that lived there 50 years ago.
But it's frightening.
But it's
fun. I was reading something, what happened to Goldie Hawn. She was approached at a Japanese restaurant by a fellow who acted like he knew her, and he just went right up to her and said, put out his hand, how do you do, Goldie? I'm Fred, whoever he was, and I want your autograph. Well, I mean, put yourself in the position, any of us, in that kind of a position, and whether you're a celebrity or you're not, if somebody walks up to you and you don't know them, and they act like they know you, isn't that kind of strange? Don't you feel a little awkward? Do you feel uneasy, uncomfortable?
Yeah, unless you're an actress or an actor, and you know that people do think that they know you. I mean, I don't know how you're surprised. I don't know. I mean, when people are in the entertainment business, they can expect some level of fame, right?
Well, I do. How far does it go? Al Pacino, woman took him by surprise on the street in front of his house in Beverly Hills and thrust a DVD at him of one of his movies.
Oh, boy.
Asking him, she'd been waiting for him to come out of the house and asking for him to,
creepy. Yeah.
To
it's creepy.
Sign it. Yeah.
Creepy, but not surprising. I guess that's why a lot of celebrities end up in New York, because New Yorkers don't care.
They pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, and there aren't people waiting outside of your house. I mean, New Yorkers pretty much know where celebrities live, but, you know, no one's camped out. Sometimes paparazzi is, but that's
different. Well, but you got John Lennon who got shot in New York.
Well, because everyone knew where he lived. I mean, that's, I guess, typically, though, New Yorkers don't mess with celebrities. We just don't care.
A lot of times, I think in Los Angeles, it's different depending on where you are. The locals pay no attention, but the people who come there to see him. I remember once my father and I were in New York, and I don't remember why. It was for some business thing. I think when I was in college, and my father was trying to get me to go into his business, so he brought me to New York to do something or experience something. And we were walking down Fifth Avenue, and the strangest thing. Because in this circumstance, who we saw was a guy who was very famous Western actor. But he was in street clothes, and it just you had to look at him 2 or 3 times before you recognized him. His name was Lee Van Cleef, who was a very famous cowboy actor in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He did a lot of spaghetti Westerns, but he was a tough dude. Most of the time he played a good, tough guy, but once in a while he was a bad guy. And so he was tall and had this very distinguished look, but almost like a Shakespearean actor, but you look at him and you know it's Lee Van Cleef, and but you didn't pay. You know, I noticed it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't run over and say, oh, look, there's Lee Van Cleef. I just noticed who he was. And I think you get a lot of that, but in New York, you're right, Victoria, nobody pays that much attention to who's wandering around. I'm wondering about what it is about celebrity that seems to get people, especially maybe in Hollywood, even the people who go to Forest Lawn, they want to walk around on the headstones of the people who are dead that were famous.
That's weird. People do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Brandon Lee is probably the greatest example of that. In Seattle, you can go, I mean, that's like a tourist destination in Seattle is to go to that grave.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just weird. Weird, weird, weird. All right, so speaking of weird, Jennifer?
Thank you.
There is a new drip-free wine bottle on the market.
Ooh, like it.
Yeah, technological breakthrough. Da-da-da-da-da.
I hate to lose a drop, you know.
Right. Biophysicist Daniel Perlman came up with a way to prevent glass bottles from dripping down the side during a pour. He did it with a wine bottle, because apparently he likes wine. After trial and error, he found that using a diamond cutting tool to carve a 2 millimeter wide, 1 millimeter deep groove just below the lip of the wine bottle was the simplest solution. So what do they have now? I was thinking about the wine bottles I saw last week as a wine expert during the wine show that CRN does with the Jennifer's dad. I was there, and I didn't pay.
I was there.
I was there occupying time.
I was there.
Yeah, right. So, and I even have proof. Look at the Facebook page. There I am. Wine expert, Doug Steffen. So, what do they have in the... Is there something different about the bottles that are used now for wine, or is it just like a milk bottle?
In terms of they're not like a milk bottle because they've got like a smaller, like a pour spout. Like milk bottles are wider around at the top, so wine bottles are a little more narrow, and they have a couple of little lips on the bottle, like a little, you know, little grooves at the top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you do get, when you pour, sometimes if you don't twist your wrist when you pour, sometimes you get a little drippage down the bottle. They sell all sorts of gadgets to try to prevent that from happening. But
yeah. So we have little, like a ring that goes over.
Yeah, it's a ring that goes around it, right?
Yeah.
It sort of sounds like what you use. I was putting oil in a tractor's crankcase on Saturday, and the mouth of the oil, it was a quart of oil, a jug, was too big to fit into the hole in the crankcase. So I was trying to find a funnel to get... It was pouring rain, and I just put it in. And
that makes you think of wine because of what?
Well, because of the...
the dripping factor?
Yeah. Right, thank you for saving me, Victoria. Yeah, the drip factor. And so apparently it's not just generic. It's not just wine. I notice when I pour something out of a bottle of milk when it's a glass bottle, that leaks. That drips, too.
Right.
Right?
Well, I mean, this guy's invention, I guess, when you look at the difference between the top of a wine bottle and his wine bottle, it's very minute, but it's an extra little lip that I guess he added to it or cut into. So I guess the way physics works, when the wine would have to sort of do a leap over the bottle or over the ridge to get in order to be a spill. So I guess that's how he fixed that problem. I mean, it would be great because, you know, wine, we drink red wine and we have a marble coffee table and as soon as you get a drop on there, it stains. So it would be great.
Red wine.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to have that. I just don't know if, you know, bottle manufacturers are going to change their systems.
How quickly they'd incorporate that.
Yeah.
All right, we ready? Where's our sports intro? Time for Biff and Biff. To get at it here, a couple of items of interest. How come both Fox and CBS want Tony Romo? What's so great about him?
Exactly. Well, he's available. That's what's so great about him because, you know, he got let go from the Cowboys. So now, because of his age, he hasn't had a lot of offers. So it used to be he was
he's 37 years old, for God's sakes. How? What do you mean because of his age?
Well, that's old for a quarterback.
That's old for a quarterback. Exactly right. And so there's a lot of talk that maybe he would have gone to the Broncos or the Texans, but it looks like maybe he's going to be added as a team analyst to the ESPN-CBS team that would broadcast the games.
What do those guys make? A couple of million? What do they make, as much as a football player for being analyst during the season?
Not as much as a football player, no.
No. Okay.
But, I mean, it would. He's handsome. He's well-spoken. I mean, it's. I think it would be the right move for him. Not every guy who, you know, ends up, who leaves the NFL can actually go into broadcasting, you know. And so he just happens to be one of them who could make it. So yeah. I think it would be a smart move instead of trying to play. He's kind of broken down. I mean, he keeps breaking the same collarbone.
That's just the thing. Do the Broncos want to go after someone who's only got another year or two in him that's injury-prone? They just did it with Peyton Manning. Do they want to just start building up their franchise with someone younger? I mean, that's really the question. Yeah.
All right. Roger Goodell, everybody's favorite NFL executive, is after the Oakland's new plan. Is this moving Oakland to Los Angeles? What's this? What is this deal? What's the problem?
That vote, I think, could even happen today. I mean, they're voting on it this week to move the Oakland Raiders to Vegas, and the city of Las Vegas has already pledged $750 million in public funding to build the stadium.
I'd be throwing a bomb, a Molotov cocktail, in the city hall.
They want them. I mean, the Vegas market's now going to start having a hockey team this next season.
Trying to tell me, Jennifer, there's not enough cash infusion from private owners of casinos, et cetera, to bring them. What do they need public money for?
Isn't Steve Wynn, isn't he involved in the hockey team?
I don't know who's involved. I think I feel like it was either him or the Maloof brothers. I can't remember, but it's somebody that's behind him. But the Raiders have made it clear that they wanted to leave. They wanted to come to L.A., but L.A. have the Chargers and the Rams already wanting to come, and now we know that the Chargers are coming next season. The Rams were already here. L.A. cannot support three teams. It'll be questionable to see if they can support two. So if they want to go, Vegas is awfully hot, but they've got the room for them. So there you go.
But they don't have any locals. Who's going to they go?
That's what they say about Los Angeles, and the Rams have been working. I mean,
but Los Angeles isn't as transient as Las Vegas by any stretch of the imagination.
The good news is that you could actually go to see the team that's playing. I mean, you know, there's the opposing teams that come. I think people that come to Vegas for a weekend might be intrigued. They might want to go see a football game while they're in town.
Mm-hmm. Remember, when it happens in Vegas, it stays in Vegas.
I wonder if you could do live betting, by the way.
I was just going to say that. I wonder how the sports books are going to go, having a team there, having hockey and football. That'll be interesting.
11 before the hour.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
Hi, I'm health correspondent and pharmacist Jim Morelli. Nearly 60 million Americans suffer from allergic rhinitis, also known as hay fever, so I brought some of my best tips to help combat allergy triggers and symptoms today. When an allergy sufferer comes into contact with certain allergens like pollen, chemical reactions take place in their body that cause inflammation along with a host of allergy symptoms, and these symptoms can make people feel miserable if left untreated. That's why I recommend using treatment options that are available over-the-counter but at full prescription strength, like Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. It offers relief by blocking the body's chemical responses to allergens and reducing inflammation in the nasal passages. In fact, nothing gets you closer to zero nasal allergy symptoms. Another option to consider is an antihistamine like Allegra Allergy, which helps relieve the indoor and outdoor allergy symptoms that can hold you back from enjoying the spring. It provides fast, non-drowsy relief that starts in an hour and stays strong for 24. You can learn more at nasacort.com and allegra.com, where you can also download coupons for each.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
At 53 and change past the hour to visit with Uri Geller. Uri and his website, urigeller.com, responsible for lots of really cool information about what's going on in your mind as a mental, well, some people call Uri a mentalist. I don't know whether I agree with that. It's always sometimes, I don't like labels, and Uri doesn't like them necessarily either. But you are, and people search for ways to describe you. And so I think that comes out of discussing what makes you tick. People are different. Go ahead.
I like the word mentalist because it really it doesn't tell you anything about what you do. It basically tells you that you're a mental case, and that's it. But really, a mentalist is a person that has kind of maybe supernatural powers, mm-hmm. but it doesn't write it out clearly. Therefore, when one labels himself a mentalist, he either has real, genuine powers of the mind or supernatural powers, mm-hmm. or he's just a very good magician. And I remember when I started my performances in 1968 in Israel, the poster usually said, "Come to a fascinating parapsychological evening with Uri Geller." don't forget to bring your broken watches and your spoons. So people really didn't know what to expect. And when I demonstrated telepathy on stage, it really looked more like some kind of a mental exercise of the mind. And this is what I do today. I teach people how to exercise their brain, because, you know, scientists do say that we use only about 10% of our brains. Can you imagine if we will be able to use 11 or 12 or 15? I think that's where teleportation kicks in. I do believe, I know it sounds like it's taken out of a science fiction movie, but someday we will be able, with the power of our mind, to teleport ourselves from point A to point B. And that's the future.
A lot of people think that you're assuming a lot when you come up with that stuff, because everybody's mind is different. I think some people will not be able to get out of their own way in order to do that, and other people will, with training or skill, or maybe just by learning themselves how to do it. It's a belief in yourself and what you can do that determines your destiny. I think there are a lot of people who say, well, I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Look at your beginning. Yeah. You didn't come from anything that was great, and look what happened to you.
You're absolutely right. But you see, Doug, you also have to look at years passing by. 6,000 years ago, when humanity started understanding what is writing and talking and language and so on, and 6,000 years is relatively a very tiny portion of time. You know, we are about 250,000 years old. That's all. Can you imagine what will happen a million years from now? A million years, you know, our brains are expanding, our skull is growing. You know, I have at home a rock crystal. It's a skull. It's made from rock crystal, but it has an elongated brain. It looks like an extraterrestrial's brain. So this is why we think that extraterrestrials master teleportation, because they can activate UFOs and fly through the universe. We will be doing that someday, too.
Well, there are pictures of the old Egyptians. There are pictures of people that didn't look like they came from that area, or even from the planet Earth. I have long said this. I think you've heard me say it before. I don't believe that we developed here on this planet at all. I think we came from different planets around the universe.
Very much so. I do believe, too, maybe a UFO crashed. We kind of rolled out of it, and that's how humanity started.
Yeah. And then there's that, the crystal skull I know you're talking about reminds me, for people who want to visualize it, if you saw the Indiana Jones movie, I think was the second from the last one, that focused on the crystal skull, that's kind of what you're talking about. It looks like that.
Exactly. That is a part of the film. Someone made it for me after seeing the movie. But then I have also skulls that are like 2,000-3,000 years old that were used for rituals.
All right. So there's always something interesting. You see pictures of all of this at Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, who joins us with conversation.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.